The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to October of 1985.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we have our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Psychology, Professor Robert O'Neill.
Tickle pink to be here.
Oh, good. On his right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Mary Jo Nichols.
It's nice to be here, Ed.
It's nice to have you here. On Mary Jo's right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College and the War College and wherever else people will use him, Professor Wallace Pease.
Hi, Dad, and hi to President Ronald Temple, our new president at Wayne County Community College.
Oh, yes, that's right, that's right.
And who's been in office for 3 days, and that's
is already in trouble.
Always has the third longest tenure of any president at that institution.
That's very unkind.
That is not nice.
It really is.
That is not nice.
Accurate, but not nice.
And on my left, hurts. Wallace is right. From the Department of Political Science of, should we mention it?
Why not?
Yeah, Open University, Professor John Klemanski.
Hi, Ed.
Hi.
And we hear you're a valuable addition to their staff.
Invaluable.
Yes.
John told us.
Yes. All right. Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive an autograph, and a bumper sticker. If you fail to stump the panel, you get a bumper sticker and a photographed autograph. So there.
Nice prizes.
Yeah.
They really are. They're worth fighting for.
Oh, yeah.
They're worth sending in questions.
Right.
They're not worth dying for, though.
Now we begin with a set of questions from Mark Bowman of Allen Park, Michigan.
Okay.
Who says, dear panel, enclosed for your consideration is a series of 10 questions on the subject of defunct sports leagues, plus a bonus question on mathematics for the benefit of Professor Nichols.
I don't think I'm going to get any of these.
This bonus question was submitted with my last set of questions several years ago and disallowed in an episode of what I consider to have been blatant favoritism.
Yeah.
It is hoped that the enclosed documentation will put to rest any question of the legitimacy of this question.
You print it on paper, it's true or something.
Right. Yeah. Assuming that I can count on Professor DeWitt not to trivialize this challenge with excessive hints.
We never do that.
No. You're off to a good start, Mark, right now.
Tear up his picture.
That's right. 7 out of 10 is passing. They will put mustaches on them.
Really?
I fully realize that this is nearly the ultimate in dreaming, but that's life in the big city for you. Okay. All right.
Well, we're good on sports, and Wallace is good on defunct, so we should
be all set here.
I feel that I'm going to get it.
Okay. What was the nickname of the Anaheim, California franchise in the American Basketball Association?
The nickname or the real name?
The nickname.
Anaheim Athletes.
It was the Anaheim. You got half of it.
Maybe the Mickey Mouse.
No.
Did it rhyme with Anaheim?
No, it didn't.
The NBA.
The Anaheim Sublime.
No, it's not the NBA.
Anaheim
it's a
Weisenheimers.
Basketball.
That's a whole league.
These are leagues.
Oh,
that
you're
was
talking
the question.
About
a team.
Oh, a team.
Yes. What's the word for friends in Spanish?
Amigos.
Amigos.
That's right. The Anaheim Amigos.
Hmm. See, I told you I could get them.
Sure.
You think I don't know anything about sports. I'm very sports-minded.
Right on.
Name the two teams who played in the 1974 World Bowl, the championship game of the World Football League.
Okay.
1974?
The New York team.
That was the year I got married.
Was it a team from the South?
Yes, okay. Both from the South.
Birmingham?
Yes.
And do I have to give you the name of the
Well,
nickname
I'll
of the
accept
team?
Birmingham.
Birmingham and Memphis.
Not Memphis.
Was it in Texas?
No, it's farther
Memphis
to the
Memphis is in Tennessee.
It's farther to the east.
Farther to the east. In Mississippi.
And south.
South.
Florida.
Louisiana.
Florida.
Florida. Okay.
Florida.
Gainesville.
It was the Florida Blazers and the Birmingham Americans.
All right. Good
what
game.
What kind of a game was this?
Hard fought. Hard fought.
Yes. After the Michigan Stags of the World Hockey Association left Detroit, where did they relocate and what nickname did they adopt?
They went to Toronto.
No.
They went out west.
No.
They went to Quebec.
No.
They went up north.
No.
East.
East.
They went to Pittsburgh.
South of Pittsburgh.
Philadelphia.
And keep going.
Washington, D.C. and
very
became senators.
Baltimore.
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 Orioles.
No.
This is hockey.
The Baltimore.
Colts.
Begin with
Skates.
Blades.
Yes. Skates.
The Blades. The Blades.
Oh.
The Baltimore Blades.
I was close.
We were very close.
Sure. What major league did the El Paso Juarez Soul play in?
Soccer.
Well, basketball.
Cricket.
No, it's not basketball.
Football.
No.
Volleyball.
Baseball.
Volleyball.
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 Good team, too. Mm-hmm.
The International Volleyball Association.
That's a good league.
They won most of their games, that El Paso team.
You can get them on cable now.
Can you?
Oh, really? No. Another reason
did
to get cable.
Did they allow girls to play with them?
All right,
wow. Who was the first champion in 1974 of the National Lacrosse League?
Oh, boy.
You know, some sports just don't
they're
seem
probably
to
either
catch on.
They're on one of the coasts.
Yeah.
No.
No, they, right were, in the, they were in the heartland.
The Nebraska.
They're not
the northern tier of states.
No, they're not.
Cedar Rapids.
They're not far from Toronto, except they're not Canadian. They're in New York.
The Buffalo.
Buffalo.
South of
Bills.
Buffalo.
Utica.
The next
Syracuse.
Big city.
Cleveland.
No.
Cleveland's
in
not
York.
In New York.
Lackawanna. Oh, south we're going.
We're going a little bit south.
Binghamton.
A little over.
Albany.
No. Think of it. Jack Benny's butler.
Rochester.
Rochester.
Rochester Rockets.
No. Now, what is
Rangers.
What is a term for a dragon-like creature from mythology?
A dragonfly.
No.
Pterodactyls.
It begins with an R, obviously. It
begins with a G.
A G.
G.
Gorgoyles.
They're like
Godzilla.
Gargantuan.
They look kind of like dragons.
Like dragons.
Reptilian creatures with big wings.
And they fly.
They have one at Temple Bar in London leading into the old city.
Gremlin.
Not a gremlin.
A
griffin.
Griffin.
A griffin.
A griffin. That was very
has
good.
The body of a lion and the
griffin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the wings of a big thing.
Of a big thing. Yes,
I forgot
the wings
something,
of a big
though.
Thing.
What was this all about?
Doesn't matter.
It was a lacrosse team. The Rochester Griffin.
The Rochester Griffin.
Yes. Yes.
It's funny how some sports don't make it.
That's right.
Lacrosse. I don't see how you can tell which ones don't and which ones. I mean, they
have
all
a good name.
They get Supreme
look
Court
alike.
Protection.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're all doing the same.
True.
Next question.
What was the name of the Spring Football League contrived in 1983 as a rival to the USFL?
The
World.
National Football League.
Not national.
The American.
The American Football League.
Mm-hmm.
The
Federal.
United States Football
not
League.
Not national.
Regional football league.
No, beyond national.
The international.
The international football
league.
Yeah.
Intergalactic.
The cosmic football league.
Oh, Neil, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You've seen some strange species play.
They're playing the Martian Munchkins next
yes.
week.
What professional sports league had teams nicknamed
they're small,
the Bicentennials, the Jaws, and the Quicksilvers?
Professional
sports league had teams nicknamed the Bicentennials, the Jaws, and the Quicksilvers?
The AFL.
No.
The NFL.
Football, basketball.
It's a form of football.
Football.
Cricket.
Football.
Rugby.
Rugby.
It's a form of rugby.
Cricket.
What does Pele play? Soccer.
Soccer.
That's it.
Soccer.
Yes.
Soccer.
That's
you see?
Pele.
He's a famous
the Interplanetary Soccer Federation.
You really
He's
do know
also
these
the only one I've ever heard of.
What was the name of the trophy awarded to the champion of the American Soccer League?
A soccer ball.
No, it's named after a beer. A very famous beer
a
brewed
Budweiser.
In the western states.
Coors.
That's right.
The Coors Trophy.
The Coors Can.
Well, that's close enough. It's
the
Coors Cup.
Coors Invitational.
Coors Cup, of course.
the Coors
Mug.
Yes. The Miami Screaming Eagles folded before playing a single game. What league
they
were they
lose,
scheduled
to
lose?
Lose
that's
game.
Right.
Unfortunately, it was the International Parachute Federation.
No. What league were they scheduled to play in?
The National Football League.
No.
The Baseball League.
No.
The Basketball League.
No.
Swimming.
It was a football.
It was a world.
World.
Hockey.
Hockey Association.
That's right.
WHA.
Which new league's first player draft featured the question, is Jelko Franjulovic a man or a woman?
That's got to be
tennis.
That's right.
That's right. It's World Team Tennis.
I tell.
See, you all think. See, I'm all in
Tag
sport.
Team Tennis?
Tag Team? No. World Team Tennis.
I just finished it's World Chamberlain's tag. Autobiography. And
you got tips.
And then I finished Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's, and now I've got Bill Russell's, and I've read Jim
He knows
Brown's,
all there is to know about football
I'm
now.
Yes. Starting on the baseball players now.
Great.
I've got Mickey Mantle. Okay. I'm going to learn about sports before I get off this
show. Okay. Bob.
Now, the bonus question for Professor Nichols.
Oh, here we go.
And for anybody else who wants to jump in.
Thank God we can rest.
What is the technical term for the fourth power of a number?
Okay, we've got a square, we've got a cube.
Cube. Quartic. It's got to be something like
quad. Is it a? Sounds the name of a Babylonian king. It's what it sounds like.
Nebuchadnezzar.
No. Now, I'll have to give this to you and see if Professor Nichols can confirm this. A Zenzi Zenzik?
Well, I've never heard of it.
Why would you just say to the fourth power? Why go through all the Zenzi Zenzik?
But I will look it up.
Okay.
Look
to the Zenzi
Zenzik. I've never said that in my whole life.
We'll check it out.
Okay.
How is it spelled? And we'll check it out in the OED.
Zenzi Zenzik.
Okay. Well, we thank Mr. Bowman. Somebody trying to break in.
Yeah. How do we spell that?
He didn't stump.
The panel.
But those were good questions, so keep it up. and someone's going to look and see what Zenzi Zenzik looks like in print.
Aha, a whole program
send in
without Klemanski.
Mr. Bowman.
How would you spell that?
K-L-E-N-A-N-S-K-I.
That's very good, Wallace.
Thank you. I'm all into polls.
Okay.
We'll check it out.
Yeah.
Our next set of questions comes from Glenn Waters of Chesapeake, Virginia. And he sends these questions on a computer printout.
All of these are on computer printouts.
Well, this is a real printout. This is the green bar paper.
Oh, hey.
Oh, green bar. That's good.
I'll tell you. Because I've listened to your show for quite some time now, and I thought I'd send some questions in. All these questions are science fiction oriented.
Okay. Wallace. There are
25 questions, 4 points each, 70 points is passing.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Who coined the term sci-fi?
Arthur Clarke.
No.
Oh, Jacques Cousteau.
No.
One of the important authors?
Never heard of him. But then what do I know about sci-fi?
H.G. Wales.
No. No, this was...
Steven Spielberg.
This was Forrest J. Ackerman.
Oh, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If that is a paradigm...
He was a librarian trying to get science fiction into a girl's
I think that's
ball.
It. Yeah. I think you've got it.
The Ackerman system.
Yeah.
What are close encounters of the first, second, and third kinds?
Okay,
the
you got
first is actual touching or something.
No, that's
the first kind is a sighting.
That's
sighting.
Right.
Oh.
The second kind is something actually left, some
that's
visible
right.
proof that the extraterrestrial has been here.
That's right.
And the third kind is when you see them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And communicate.
You communicate. Yes. You have a relevant, authentic dyadic.
That's because I read the book after the movie and bought everything I could. It was a magnificent
movie. The T-shirt looks
movie,
good on you.
Especially after they cut it.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Who was Indiana Jones named for?
The state of Indiana.
No.
The state of Jones.
No.
No, his father was named Jones Klemanski.
Oh, I thought it was
his
Indiana
father was named
Habit.
Jones Klemanski.
Well, why wasn't he named Indiana Klemanski?
I don't know. That's
to make it simpler,
somehow
Indiana
that,
Jones.
That wouldn't do.
Maybe that's where he taught.
No, he was named after George Lucas's dog, Indy.
That's silly.
That's ridiculous.
Well, John Wayne.
Yeah, where do the Martians first land in Orson Welles' War of the Worlds?
New Jersey.
That's right. You want to know, want to guess where?
Trenton.
No.
Secaucus.
No.
Red Bank.
Patterson.
No, it's Grover's Mills.
Grover's Mills. Of course.
Who could forget that?
Name a role played by Kirk Douglas, Boris Karloff, and Jack Palance.
Dracula.
No, I'd also say Spencer Tracy also.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Some boxer.
No, the two guys.
Yeah.
Mr. Hyde.
That's right.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
That's right. For whom was the role of the wizard in MGM's The Wizard of Oz originally written?
Spencer Tracy.
No.
We'll mull that over.
Yes, while you thought of that, let's take a little break here.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Ask the Professor from October of 1985. Matt Mayo and the current panel of UDM professors will return next week for the start of a brand new season of Ask the Professor. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu. Now let's return to this classic edition of Ask the Professor from October of 1985.
Okay, we're back with our questions from Glenn Waters of Chesapeake, Virginia on science fiction, and I'm just going to kind of...
Clark Gable.
Tiptoe through these at
Are
random.
Are you kidding? No. Cary Grant.
For whom was the role of the Wizard of Oz originally written?
Frank Baum.
No, no.
You wanted to play
Wells.
No.
Bill Cosby.
No.
Al Jolson.
I give up.
This was W.C. Fields.
Oh, no. Why didn't
I would have
do
never
it?
Guessed
no,
that.
He was the last person.
What three things can a phaser do?
But it can disintegrate you.
It'll phase.
Phase you, yeah.
It can kill you.
It can knock you down.
Yes, it can stun, it can kill.
And it can cook an egg, either soft or hard-boiled.
They've never done that with the phaser. No.
Atomize.
It says here it can also self-destruct.
Hey, that's
I
handy.
I don't think I ever saw a phaser self-destruct.
That's the best trick.
What was Soylent Green?
People.
That's right.
People food, that's so right. to speak.
That's, no, it was just
so
people.
Yes.
You remember the last remark that Charlton Heston made?
Let's Soylent have somebody
Green
over for dinner.
It's people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Soylent Green is people.
Mm-hmm.
He's an awful actor.
That was profound. Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst actor.
What message did President Reagan convey to Sally Ride during her voyage into space?
Hi.
No.
Ride, Sally, ride.
No. Oh, that's good. That's too bad he didn't have you as a scriptwriter.
He probably said, you know, what's cooking or something, you know, very
very appropriately
sexist.
Yeah. Sexist. No, yeah. It was, may the force be with you.
Oh, did he say that? May the force be with
really?
You.
He would, yes.
That's too pop. Yeah.
Who did MGM first want to play Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz?
W.C. Fields.
In drag.
Now, who was their big popular...
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, that's
Why
right.
didn't she do it?
Good question. I don't know.
It wasn't a very good part.
No.
It ultimately turned out not to be because I think Judy Garland got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What?
She did get it, definitely.
What are the names of the four ghosts in Pac-Man?
What? In
Pac-Man?
Mm-hmm. Aren't they like pink ghost and blue ghost?
You've
and,
got it. That's close.
And green ghost.
Now we know what you do in
red
your
ghost.
Spare time.
No, red ghost are the best.
I'll give you half. It's Plinky, Inky, Blinky, and Clyde.
It was just like pink ghosts, right?
I don't think I would ever have gotten that.
Name the three actors who portrayed Superman on the movie screen.
George Reeves.
Yes.
Christopher Reeves.
That's right. And before that, there was one who played in the serial.
George Lazenby.
No, not George Lazenby.
Superman. Yes. Probably one of those Tarzan guys.
Well, no, it was
he
wasn't
like
that.
It was fat.
Very fat.
It was Kirk Allen.
Kirk Allen.
Yes,
Allen.
He was
never
really
heard of him.
Awful.
Mm-hmm. Was he?
As opposed to the others, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. Yes. Okay. What does UNCLE stand for, as in man from?
The United Network.
Yes.
Command
yes.
for law enforcement.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey,
that's very awesome. Good. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, and I'm appalled to know the answer to that.
It's embarrassing.
Robert Vaughn was one of my favorite heroes.
Oh.
He got a PhD in
communication studies.
Yeah.
Right. He started out in political science, yeah.
But he wrote about the movie industry in the 50s.
The blacklisting.
Like, right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite a good book, in fact, apparently. Yeah. I mean, it was a very serious, credible piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What government agency unleashes ectoplasmic disaster upon New York in Ghostbusters?
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
No.
Oh, no, he's created because somebody's
That's
thinking
right.
you're supposed to make your mind blank.
That's right. That's
I didn't
right.
like that movie.
It was funny.
But that's a great moment from
what
it.
What was that? I don't know.
EPA.
Oh, the EPA.
The EPA, of course, yes.
All right. Yeah.
The nuclear destruction of which American city is the topic of the day after?
San Francisco.
No, it's someplace in the Midwest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Des Moines
Topeka.
Or somewhere.
It's in Kansas.
Yeah. Kansas City. Is no,
Topeka,
no.
Manhattan.
No.
Manhattan, Kansas.
I'll give you credit for Kansas. It's Lawrence, Kansas.
Lawrence, Kansas. Kansas.
Oh,
and finally,
four cities out
the initials B-E-M stand for?
B-E-M?
B-E-M.
B.
B-E-M.
What's the context?
in a science fiction thing.
Oh. Bodily?
No.
Big?
No.
Ectoplasmic?
No.
Monster?
Monster is one of them.
Extraterrestrial?
No. B.E.
How do you
monster.
Get extraterrestrial B.E.
monster.
B.E.
Oh. It describes the physical appearance.
Big Eye Monster.
Not
Bug
Eye.
Bug-eyed monster.
Yes.
What's that from?
I have no idea.
Bug-eyed Monster.
Early sci-fi.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we thank Mr. Waters. Let's see.
Seems like I would have seen
one,
that.
Two, three,
I'm
four.
I'm sure you did.
Five, six, seven times five is 35. He won.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he won. Pat.
Well, we were supposed to get 700 points, though, or something.
No, no, he's supposed to get 70, and he 70. Got 65.
Oh,
he was lucky.
So Shucks. Mr. Waters is a winner.
Had we just gotten a half more.
one more good
time. I'm assuming it's Mr. Waters. It's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, but after
yes.
Glenn Close, I mean, who knows anymore?
It's probably.
You can never tell.
Yeah, never
if you would have gotten Lawrence, we would have had him.
Next set of questions comes
if you could have
from...
even said Larry or something.
We would have been close.
Glenn Close, yeah.
Well, next set of questions comes from John Jackson of Detroit, Michigan,
okay.
who just starts right in.
Good
for him.
I like
what
that.
What does the word achromatose mean?
A sleeping
no.
No, that's
person
comatose.
Without color.
Comatose.
Without color. That's comatose. Right. That's right. Without color.
Achromatose means without color.
That's right. That's right.
Like what?
Achromatic.
You mean like a piece of white paper?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is achromatose.
I guess.
No, that has all colors. Dingbat. Black has no color. White has all colors.
Black paper.
Yes.
Right.
Which would be achromatose.
That's right.
Like an
or
achromatose
just black and white.
Board.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Achromatose
or an
board.
Achromatose bird.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or so achromatose blank.
Achromatose jack.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
What country is named Bharat by the Hindus?
Indonesia.
No.
India.
That's right. India.
Inja.
What is meant by Sahib in India?
Friend.
No.
Master.
That's right. That's right. It also means European or Sir, but they're all synonymous.
Yeah.
I saw that from some of those Indian movies you used to go to.
Sabu.
You remember that dreadful one with the guy blowing the horn while they were shooting?
Oh, Gunga Din.
Yes.
No. That was the party with Peter Sellers. Remember that opening
that
scene?
That was a great movie. That was
very
a
funny.
Great movie.
Very funny.
Is Japan south or north of Korea?
Both, probably.
That's right. Both. That's right.
Just strings all along.
In what state is the town of Lake Wobegon located?
Minnesota.
That's right.
Yeah, the fictional Lake Wobegon.
What is Ellen Gilchrist's occupation?
She's a poet and an author.
That's right.
And a commentator on NPR.
That's true. That's true.
She's just moved to Mississippi. Did you hear her today?
No.
She's left Arkansas, Fayetteville, and gone back to Jackson, Mississippi.
Hmm. It's time for the next question.
I'm giving you some culture.
Because my wife wants to be Ellen Gilchrist. She listens to her on the radio.
Yeah, she's very good.
She wants to spend the rest of her life interviewing famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And she could start with
you
us.
Know, your wife would be good
have her come in
that.
Sometime.
Yes. Yeah, she come in and sit in our show and everything.
By what name was Tasmania formerly known?
Well, it was a Dutch name.
That's right.
That was
do
very
I know
good.
Geography?
Yeah. Orange.
No. I'm going to give you half right away.
Thank you
for that.
New Amsterdam.
No. It's Holland. Van Diemen's Land.
Van Diemen's Land. Okay.
Clemency's got
he's
a half
doing
for that.
I know my colonial
empire.
Who was the female lead in The Beautiful Blonde from Bashful Bend? That's a movie.
Well, she was blonde.
Yeah,
probably.
Jane, not Jane Russell.
No,
Jane,
no.
Jane Mansfield.
No, this is in the early 40s.
Doris Day.
Before Doris Day's time.
Betty Grable.
Betty Grable.
Betty.
That's right.
Very.
Because I thought about legs.
Yes.
You get that out of The Beautiful Blonde. You think of Betty Grable's
yes.
legs.
What kind of refrigerator did Willie Loman own in Death of a Salesman?
An icebox.
No.
You mean a brand
name?
Frigidaire.
No.
GE.
Nope. Named after
LaSalle.
In
Amana.
Nebraska. Not Amana.
Lincoln.
No.
Hasting.
Where my father-in-law was.
He had
born.
A great affection Hastings. And hatred for all the products that he
that's
owned.
That's right. That's right. What two states in the
His
U.S. What two states in the U.S. grow most of the Venus flytraps?
California?
Nope. Begins with a C, though.
Connecticut?
Nope.
Is it down south?
Yep.
It's a pretty tropical kind of plant.
Yep. Two states.
Colorado. What's
Colorado's not in the South.
Two states that have C in their name.
Oh, C in the name.
In their name. Oh, that's not
fair. It's got to be yours.
New Mexico.
North Carolina.
Carolina and yeah. South
and
Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
That's right.
Did you know that?
No. The first Venus flytrap I ever saw was in Washington, D.C. We don't grow them. Well, I guess we do. I mean, we grow
commercially.
We grow tobacco. I guess you can grow Venus flytrap.
Sure, why not?
One solves eats a population
up lungs,
problem.
The other one eats a fly.
That's right. Right. That's right.
Or fingers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or small children.
What is ultimogeniture? Ultimogeniture.
The final father.
No.
Oh, last born. Yeah. The principle of last born as opposed to primogeniture.
That's right. That's right. It's inheritance by the youngest son.
Mm-hmm. I'm the youngest.
That's right.
Oh,
does your family practice ultimogeniture?
Ultimogenesis.
We'll see.
When they saw him, they said, "We better stop this. We got to cut this out."
Mm-hmm. Actually, they said, "We're too late."
Yeah, right.
Final question. The humerus bone, H-U-M-E-R-U-S,
yes.
is located in what part of the arm?
The upper.
That's right.
Arm.
That's right.
Goes from the upper.
Very good, panel. Very good. Well, Mr. Jackson did not stump the panel.
No, sir.
He did not.
Those
we
were fun.
Those were
very
fun.
Good questions,
yes.
Mr. Jackson.
Send some more in, Mr. Jackson, from Detroit, Michigan. Send in some more.
Sure.
And now we turn
Go
to,
back to Mac.
Mac Smith of Mendocino.
Mac's getting a lot of air.
California.
One
of our favorites.
That's right. Who asks, the saltiest lake is what?
The Great Salt Lake.
Dead Sea.
That's right, the Dead Sea.
You've got to get a little more cosmopolitan here, Wallace. Don't stay within the continental United States.
No.
Expand your horizons.
The rings of Saturn are about 500,000 miles in circumference. How thick are they?
2 miles.
Nope.
10 miles.
Oh, about 300,000.
Nope.
They're less than...
18.
They're not very...
A little more than an inch.
Mm-hmm. About an inch. About
2 inches. Inch and a half.
About a foot. Mm-hmm. That's right. About a foot.
That's only in the photograph.
That makes up for my Great Lake, Great Salt Lake.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Barely. First Nobel Prize winner was?
Alfred Nobel. He gave one to himself.
No, was a woman.
Tomansky. He didn't do that.
A French poet.
Madame Curie.
Curie.
Didn't she share it? Or was that the second time around?
I don't know.
She won one by herself, and I think she shared one with
her husband.
Yeah. I think you're right.
And then she died of radium poison.
Yeah, Greer Garson and Walter Pidgeon.
Yeah. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Not a dry eye in the house.
I know.
Mac.
Okay, Mac, but at least we got two out this time, so we'll come back to you again. I'd like to thank the panel today for being with me, Professor O'Neill, Professor Nichols, Professor Peace, Professor Klemanski, and now this word.
Send your questions to Ask the Professor, care of the Communication Studies Department at University of Detroit Mercy. 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221. Or email them to atp@udmercy.edu. We look forward to reading your questions on Ask the Professor.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals, maybe a little out of reach. At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want, the big thinkers, the dreamers, because those are the people who make things happen, great things, for themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today or apply online at www.udmercy.edu. University of Detroit Mercy. We want great things for you.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin. Our technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWint.
Matt Mayo and the current panel of Ask the Professor begin a brand new season next week, so please plan to join us.